It's all to play for in a three-horse race with 3 days of campaigning left. General election 2024 may have had a slow start, but things have been hotting up. And with a leaders' debate tonight for the leaders of the three biggest parties, anything could happen. With support for Fine Gael slumping, the party's share of the vote has fallen 6 points in less than 2 weeks. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin are now all just within 2 percentage points of one another. So it's all to play for, is it? Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham can bring us up to speed with the campaign. Paul, the three party leaders will be spending a lot of time today, of course, preparing for the leaders' debate, which is on RT's prime time tonight. How do you think they'll all be feeling this morning?
Well, I think they've all been working towards this, Maggie, for quite some time. And instead of herring around the country, which has been a feature of the campaign for them, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou McDonald will campaign separately in the Dublin South Central constituency briefly this morning, and that's it. Simon Harris will be doing some local radio interviews this morning and then calling it a day. And for all three of them, it's going to be prep time. And I think, to answer your question directly, I think they'll be relishing this opportunity. And that's because it's a really, really, really big chance to reach out to a lot of those undecided voters who seem to be quite considerable in number. I mean, if you look at it, these leaders know each other very well. They know each other's policies very well at this stage, all of the manifestos out. They're all experienced debaters. But when the lights go on and there's an intense 90-minute bit of live theatre, live on TV, sparks can fly. And the unexpected can happen.
We saw the previous leaders' debate that there was a sense that Simon Harris and Micheál Martin were kind of almost ganging up together, and it was them against Mary Lou McDonald. Will we see that tonight, or will we see three very separate, distinct party leaders?
Well, I think that out of the three leaders, it's probably the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, who's the one coming in under a bit of pressure. Opinion polls have been suggesting, as you say, that it's his party which has been leaking support over the course of the campaign. And there have been some notable missteps, the most obvious being that exchange in Kanturk on Friday. He's also the one who's never been in a leaders' debate before. But that said, he is regarded as being very sharp on his feet, as are the other two. So I don't think that there's a favourite per se going into the debate. They're all capable of defending their party. They're all very capable of delivering a few zingers as well. So it's just a question of who is up for it on the day. It's possible there's a winner. It's possible there's going to be a no-score draw. We just don't know. We have to wait until 9:35 on the primetime debate and see what happens.
You said he's had, you know, there has been a tricky few days, I suppose, for the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris. But you think he can turn it around tonight? Is this his opportunity to show the country?
I think it is. It's a huge opportunity. You can't really overstate how important this TV debate is. And number one, because unlike last week, it's just three leaders, it's not 10 leaders. So there will be a focus on performance. The other key thing is that after tonight's debate, there will only be 2 days of campaigning left on Wednesday and Thursday. And this TV debate will be a talking point, most certainly for Wednesday, possibly Thursday. So it is a big opportunity to influence those voters. The Irish Times Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes poll suggested that if you were looking at the undecided voters and also the number of voters who were prepared to change their mind at this point, you get around 28%. So that's a lot of people who can be swayed. But for Simon Harris, the Fine Gael leader, he has to put in the performance. And so therefore, that's where the pressure comes from when not just the Irish Times, but also the Sunday Independent and the Business Post polls and surveys are suggesting there's a problem for him.
Now, that's what the party leaders, of course, will be focusing on tonight ahead of their debate. But what about the parties in general? They're still getting their chance to put out policies and launch different parts of their campaign. So what are they all doing today?
Yeah, absolutely. They're not taking the day off. 3 days out, they're going to go for it, hell for leather. So Fianna Fáil is going big on the cost of living today with their Dublin West candidate and former finance minister Jack Chambers due to claim today that Fianna Fáil has shown its best place to safeguard the economic progress. And he's going to quote stats like 2.8 million people in unemployment, the lowest inflation levels in Europe, a healthy budget surplus annually. And at the launch, he's also going to warn that while Ireland is a small open economy, Fianna Fáil will prioritise maintaining public services and investing in critical infrastructure. That's going to be his pitch today. For Sinn Féin, they're rolling out some big guns. Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, the finance spokesperson, Louise O'Reilly and Ona Brin, they're going to be focusing on the party's plans to deliver long-term reductions in the cost of living for workers and families. So once again, that idea of cost of living is coming up across the parties, and that's because they're knocking on doors and hearing from people who are saying this is the number one issue. So both going out for that. For Fine Gael, Pascal Donoghue and former Minister Peter Burke will be stressing the importance of economic stability to attract foreign direct investment and drive future economic growth. Their deputy leader, Helen McEntee, is going to be giving more details about her immigration policy as well. For Labour, they've got two candidates, Duncan Smith in Fine Gael East and Councillor Rob O'Donoghue in Fine Gael West, due to unveil their party's plans on how to decarbonise Ireland's transport system and, they say, invest in reliable public transport and active travel. The Green Party leader, Roger O'Gorman, he is leaving Dublin, heading down to Waterford, where he's meeting their candidate, Marco Kostic, and their candidate for Offaly, Pippa Hackett, and he's going to be talking about the Green Party's climate action credentials. So a big push there, as you'd expect, for the party. Social Democrats also holding two policy launches. The one in Dublin is from Gary Gannon and also Owen O'Brien, their candidate in Dublin West, as well as Sinead Gibney of Dublin Rathdown, and they're going to be focusing once again on cost of living. So you get the sense that the parties are zoning in on those issues which the electorate has been speaking a lot about.
And a real final push for all of those candidates around the country and their canvassers, of course, and their teams as they continue to knock on doors and rock up to shopping centres and all the places where they want to meet people. What do they say now to voters in these last few days, Paul, to try and persuade them to give them a vote?
I think they're basically trying to reach out and to say, we get you. If you take People Before Profit, for example, they're reaching out for the youth folks today. They're going to be in Trinity College along with leader Richard Boyd Barrett. The policy is entitled No Country for Young People, and they're going to be trying to hammer that message. People Before Profit does attract a younger vote, so they're going to be going after that. That's like core. And the independents, we haven't mentioned them, they're also, once again, going to be making a pitch that, unlike political parties, they've got the freedom to deliver. So one of those is the Independents for Change, Claire Daly. She's having her constituency launch in Dublin Central this afternoon. So I think people are going back to core. What are the issues that represent the party? Say, for example, climate action and the Green Party. Or what are the issues which represent, they believe, their potential voters? They're going back to core. They're going to have those policy launches early this morning. And then, as you said, straight out knocking on doors or heading to places like train stations, bus stations, trying to catch as many people as possible.
And finally, Paul, just back to tonight, of course, and that leaders' debate for the three main parties. You know, for political nerds and geeks, this is ultimate watching, isn't it? What's the snack of choice for somebody like yourself?
Well, if you just look at the viewing figures for last Monday's debate, there was 950,000 people who tuned in for more than a minute. I think the average audience was 460,000 people. So don't feel too bad, Maggie, if you're watching this and later on tonight. This is now like big theatre. This isn't wonkdom anymore. This is the public sitting down, having a think, saying, I know I have to go and vote on Friday, and I want to have a look at these people and see who could possibly be Taoiseach, who possibly could be the leader of their country, you know, for the next while. It's going to be running for 90 minutes. My personal preference will probably be cheese and onion crisps.
And crisp popcorn for some, cheese and onion crisps for our political correspondent Paul Cunningham, who's had a busy few weeks and will have a busy few days ahead as well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.